Welcome back. I can't believe it's already been a full week. All right, guys, my name is Cash Eugene. You're listening to the Bipolar Chatterbox. And today we have a message from my wife. She says, get up and go do something. In all seriousness, my wife and I were going to go see Yuna tonight. We're going to go see her live, and that should be a pretty fun date night. We had a good time last time we saw Yuna live. But with that being said, so my heart today is really on the social aspect of our mental health today. That's really where my heart and my mind is at. So that's where we're going to hit things at today. Primarily, we're going to start in a very simple fashion. If you will pull out your class materials. Oh, you didn't bring your class materials? Oh, don't worry. I got you. Check out the logo. Either now or whenever you get the chance. And I'm going to share with you how building this logo is also how I built a roadmap for what the Bipolar Chatterbox is going to be. Also, what it is in my life with the Chatterbox, what it means for me in my life. I often build my dreams from my dreams. So there's multiple layers that it takes for the phase from, you know, dream to reality. So I'm going to take you through that walk today. And in doing so, we're going to see how a social aspect towards your mental health is very important, but it's also easy enough to achieve. So we're going to just start with the obvious. And the obvious is, if I'm talking about social aspects, I'm talking about the individuals who live life like a we are lone wolves. You know, man is not a lone wolf. Even wolves, you know, carrying packs, or they walk in packs, whatnot. But, you know, man is not geared like that. We are social creatures. And when we confine ourselves to solitary confinements, as many of us with bipolar disorder will do, we will isolate ourselves. We would separate ourselves from any and all social anxieties that will ever happen by not participating. You know, this begins to degrade our mental health, and it's an area of life that can't really be duplicated. You can try and fill that void, but there's something special about going to a room where everyone knows your name and they missed you, and everyone's saying, "Oh, welcome back. How are you?" With genuine love and sincerity. Like, there is a very few things in life that can replace that feeling. So we're going to talk about some of that today. And the first thing I want to say is that when it comes to solitary, it's okay to be solitary. Everyone is not meant to be a socialite. Everyone's not meant to be out in the limelight and, or even to be anything other than a homebody. You know, it's okay to live in your solitary cave as long as you come up for air. That's the kicker right there. You have to come up for air. And one of the easier aspects of coming up for air is if you was to have already planned to come up for air. I'm talking about like scheduling in a community activity. For some people, it's yoga. For me, like last year, the VA had, for veterans, had Tai Chi classes for about 9 weeks, 9, 10, 11 weeks, something like that. I forget. And it was amazing to be in the room with all these other veterans. We're all from different generations and we're all participating in the same group activity. It's very few things in life can replace that feeling. You know, so doing community activities. If that's not your style and you're more outdoors type, run club. Join a run club. My best friend in California, for the life of me, I don't understand all of this running, you know, just running and running running for running's sake. You know, no, I actually do get it, you know, but she's like, yeah, 13 miles today. I'm like, what? You did what? You know, if run club is not your style, spin club. You know, riding the bikes. Or you could join a YMCA or any other community center in your area. You see, if you are able to plan ahead of time, then you have commitments to stick to. So no matter if bipolar depression happens, if you get busy and bipolar mania happens, you know, when your alarm goes off or your calendar reminds you, hey, you said you was going to go do this activity on this date, that date is coming up, you will honor that. That's if you're being true to your mental health. That's the only caveat. You have to be actively pursuing a healthy state of mind. Otherwise, the reminder will come and you just look at it and keep moving forward. But if you are truly, you know, sincere about taking care of your mental health, planning in some social time, some social activities when you're in your solitary states can be very, very beneficial for your health. I want to remind you that when it comes to a solitary lifestyle, that sometimes the world can be too much and getting rid of some of that overstimulation is necessary. So even if you're not the type to value your isolation time, I actually suggest that you, you know, invest in yourself in the solitary compartments. Not a solitary compartment, but in the compartment of your lifestyle that is no solitary oriented. Guys, in psychology, I got my degree in psychology. One of the things we harp hard on is what we call an operational definition, which is, what do you mean by this word? Like the smallest component of what that word means and breaking it down. So if I break things down, it's kind of out of habit, you know, but just bear with me. But anyway, for some of you guys in the Atlanta area, you're gamers. And I know gamers can sometimes be lone wolves, solitary individuals, but we all connect in a digital space, right? And that's good. When I'm having a hard day and I just really want to like just relax, or I need to be distracted from my, you know, I call them bipolar distractors. You know, if I ever need a break in my game, my Xbox is nearby. You know, I love to get on some time and play with some of my digital friends. You know, but then I need to make that more of a physical thing. So like in Atlanta, we have an event called Controllerize. And it's real tight. It's lo-fi hip hop. We got DJs, usually about two different DJ booth setups, you know, with multiple DJs rotating throughout the night. It's about like 20, 30 TVs set up with different games and controllers, and you got vendors and good food, and it's at a brewery. So, you know, if alcohol, if you can drink responsibly, you know, if that's your speed, you know, you got that, you know, but it's a really copacetic and vibe time for gamers. And it's every Monday night. So if I ever need a break, if I ever realize that I haven't seen people for a while because I've been working from the home, then guess what? That's in the community activity that I can go and safely join. That's an activity that I can plan into my week that would give me some joy, and it satisfies some social urges, and at the same time, it's good for my mental health. You see, take the dream and make it a reality. So, since we're on the subject of dreams to reality, let's talk about the logo. The logo is a radio. It's an old school radio with the little knobs on it. And you have a mouth on it. And the mouth has a little chat bubble. It has an antenna. And that antenna is transmitting. For those who are not aware, I was an electronic technician in the Navy. So, and I was a radio man. So there's that meaning right there. No, but so this is how the concept of the bipolar chatterbox began. And it began because I am a chatterbox. you know, bipolar mania is one of my, I guess you would say, struggles in life. And over-talkative, you know, is the least of the word. So I said to myself, where can I go in society that my chatterbox ways would be appreciated? You know, because some people don't see me as talking too much. You know, some people see me as, man, Jesus, you can go all day about this bipolar subject. You can talk all day about just mindfulness and spirituality and next level. Jeez, man, give us a break. Okay, gave you a break, but I still have the need to have this outlet. Where should this outlet be? Here on the podcast. Now, the way that I see the actual logo is in a fantasy world, right? In a swamp area where no one inhabits, you have a little radio. And radio is turned on all day, every day. And it's transmitting. What is it transmitting? Oh, bipolar information. It's transmitting bipolar resources, jokes, memes, inspiration, motivations, problems. It's just talking on the subject of bipolar disorder. Well, people come over here to hear what it has to say when they have questions. People come and travel this way when they hear what's being said and they're curious. You see, I use the imagery of an always on, always transmitting device of bipolar information resources as an image for the logo, but also as a business model. Because I feel that the field of mental health is in the spotlight right now, but we're still missing a few key links on how to access easy information when it comes to mental health care, actually. Now, we can get information on what bipolar is. We can get information on different medications now, but as far as different strategies, like how can you keep yourself compliant with your medication program? Like, where do you go when you're having suicidal ideations? Who do you call when you need a sponsor? There's so many pieces of resources that can be had and need to be given that I feel like the bipolar chatterbox is filling a fundamental need in our society. And so with that tune, I'm not going to keep you guys long today. Because I'm actually getting ready to prepare the release of something that I'm calling the Jade Dragonfly series. You can go to legatumlink.com to see what I'm talking about. This is my latest jewelry design. Also, you can check it out on my socials. I always keep those things updated now. But also, next week, guys, I'm going to have a special guest with me. I'm going to have a good friend of mine, Jake Roberts. He heads up a business called Mindful Mania. And he actually is someone who's been really, really pivotal in getting the bipolar chatterbox to where it's at now. And so I'm going to have a chance to have a really good talk, not just with him, but also with you guys on this subject on, we're going back to school, what is bipolar disorder? We're going back to school, guys. We're going back to school because I realized that sometimes repetition is necessary. And if I'm being a chatterbox that's always giving out good information, sometimes you may hear the same thing more than once, but it's okay. Because if you have the knowledge, you might be someone who can help someone in the future. I wholeheartedly believe this. I fully believe this. So with that being said, guys, I want to keep it short and sweet today because next week we might go a little bit over our time. So I'm going to buy some little good karma from you guys right now. All right, guys, my name is Cash Eugene. You've been listening to the Bipolar Chatterbox, and I am out. Peace.